So good morning. Welcome to our very special service today as we mark 103 years of God's faithfulness to us as a church here in Old Ottawa South. So today's service is going to be a little different. We're going to have some fun together. We're going to hear stories and testimony of people's experiences here at Sunnyside, of God's power at work in and through the community. We're also going to later hear a special announcement that we look forward to as we look ahead to what God is calling us to as we continue to serve as this church. So as I said, today's going to be a little different. We're going to have some fun, and we're going to demonstrate the joy of the Lord and acknowledge God as the author of our happiness and sense of humor and fun, and it's all to bring Him glory and honor through it. Because God is ultimately the author of joy, as it was given as one of the fruits of the Spirit. Psalm 47, 1-2 actually instructs us to clap your hands, all the nations, and shout for joy to God. For the Lord Most High is awesome, the great King over all the earth. And so it is with this joy and excitement that I welcome you not only to Sunnyside this morning, but to the set of Sunnyside's first ever morning talk show, Good Morning Sunnyside. And today it's our special taping of our anniversary special. In this special episode, we are going to feature some special guests who are going to share with us about their time at Sunnyside. We will play some games, have meaningful time of worship through song, and take time to pray together towards the end of our service. And so, without further ado, are you ready to kick off this special anniversary edition of Good Morning Sunnyside? Let me introduce to you our special panel of guests that we have today. First up, just over a year ago, this person started attending Sunnyside. She studied polar bears and seals during her graduate studies, and she makes a mean shepherd's pie. Give it up for Adele. Up next, he's been attending Sunnyside for 3 years. He's part of the Nordic ski team at Carleton. Stands at whopping 6'4" and plays a mean violin. It's Dietrich. Next up, she's been attending Sunnyside for 20 years. She's been to 50 countries, lived in 4 besides Canada, and hopes to one day visit all the countries in the world. So she's got a little ways to go. Give it up for Monica. Next up, she's attended Sunnyside for 22 years, and her name, she was actually named after her grandmother, who happened to be in the same hospital when her mother was in labor. Also ended up being a midwife who helped deliver her, so she was named after her. Her name means joy. Give it up for Sanyu. Next up, she has been attending Sunnyside for 25 years. She has a knack for trying to squeeze as many university students into her home. I've been told we're talking around 80 of them into her home. She's one of the biggest prayer warriors that I know, Heather Barrett. Next up, she's already seated. You'll have to find her. She's been attending here for 28 years. Lord of the Rings is her favorite book, and she actually wears the One Ring of Power on her hand, has the best dog in the church named Blaze, and plays a mean piano, Jen Golden. Our next guest has been attending Sunnyside for 63 years. She actually came to Sunnyside only a few days old. Her parents and grandparents have been at Sunnyside since it was established as a church here in Old Ottawa South. She also served to support the military for 30 years and has a heart of servant in giving of meals, time, and support. It's Jill Carson. And our host for today's anniversary special, he's been at Sunnyside for just over a year. He's been a missionary to New Zealand, loves Brazilian jiu-jitsu, worked with his dad as a wedding photographer, has the least amount of hair of any of your pastoral staff. You know him as your senior pastor. Give it up for Pastor Drew.
Thanks, Jesse. I didn't know what he was going to say about me there, so we are... hopefully going to have just a lot of fun this morning, and we're glad that you're here with us. We're glad that we've got this awesome panel of guests here with us, and we want to hear from them. So this is a special treat. You don't have to listen to me. I'll guide us through the day and through the conversations, but I'm very excited to hear what our panel of guests would share with us. And so the idea behind this service was not just to talk and share some stories, but also to honor what God has done in the past, to be aware of what God's doing now in the present, and look forward to what God has for us in the future. And we're very, very glad that you are a part of that journey with us. And I know that if we had the time, we could go around and ask everyone to answer these questions, and we would hear great answers, and would love to still hear those things. And there'll be many more anniversary Sundays to come. So if you come afterward and say, oh, I'd love to be part of that next year, I will put you on the list. So let us know. And if you've got a great story to share, Jesse always puts up great prompts online for us to share our faith and our stories on our Facebook page and different ways that we interact socially and online. And so we'd love to hear those stories of faith and what God has been doing in your life and continues to do. So without further ado, I'm going to get us started with a fun kind of opening segment where I'm asking our guests, what kind of fun story would you share of a memory here at Sunnyside? And so I think Sanyu's got a story to kick us off. So.
Oh, wow. Good morning, Sunnyside. My funny story. So we got married here 2011. Pastor Darren officiated our wedding, and Steve and I did a duet. We sang Amazing Grace. And after we sang, Pastor Darren's like, I've been after Steve for years to come up and sing on the worship team. I guess I didn't have what it takes. But I'm sure those that have sat in front of him, sorry, honey, I didn't mean to embarrass you. But we still one day want to, you come up and sing on the worship team. I'm sure Pastor Jesse will appreciate that.
Amen.
You didn't tell him you were going to share that? I thought you'd at least let him know. That's fun. There's a new story for us. All right. Dietrich, you got a story about maybe removing some furniture in this room.
Oh, yeah. I was here for a couple months, and I heard that there's a construction project going on. I'm like, sign me up. So I came, and I think some different people were leading it, and we got to come to the church and tear it apart. Okay, not the roof or anything integral, but we got to take up the floor, take out the pews. It was a fun construction project, and as someone who loves construction, that was a good time. It was fun to serve in that
way. When was that?
That was 2 or 3 years ago.
Two or three years ago.
Yeah.
That's when we got the chairs, right?
So yeah, and now we have cushy seats. It's gorgeous. Enjoy.
But hey, a few of you at the back still get to sit on those the leftover pews we have still, so excellent. What about anyone else? Anyone else got a fun story or memory or something that funny has happened to you at Sunnyside?
Some of you might remember this. So back when I first started at Sunnyside, when the dinosaurs roamed the earth, I think I was the last person in Canada to get a cell phone, so my roommates had no way to get a hold of me. So what happened is I went to a wedding that ended very late at night. I got home while they were already asleep, and then I left early in the morning to go on a day trip with friends to Kingston, so they never saw me. So I get home late that night, and on our messages, there were all kinds of messages. Last time I saw Monica was 3 o'clock on Thursday. When Monica saw me on Tuesday, she said she was going somewhere on Friday. And I'm thinking, what is going on? So bit by bit, after like 20 messages, I realized they think I'm missing. And to make matters worse, most of the people at this wedding had been in the news. We're part of a group that had been in the news for some very negative things, and so their imaginations were running wild. So I get to Sunnyside the next morning, and everybody's like, Monica, how are you? Are you okay? What happened? So I was so embarrassed, but at the same time, it confirmed that I had chosen the right church because they cared for me. People of all ages and types were acting like my family. They really wanted my best.
That's awesome. We got a little more time. Does anyone else have a story, maybe impromptu to share, or about a funny memory that you've had here at Sunnyside, Jill?
A lot of funny memories.
It's the light's on, but the mic's not coming through.
I'll speak. Go ahead. I have a lot of funny memories of as a youth group here, doing all kinds of crazy things. I don't think I'd been in that back section for like decades, but we would have more fun, hide and seek. And yet some of the rooms back there were used for prayer meetings too. So just crazy, crazy memories of sleeping, you know, like 25 sleeping in would be a nursery area. Just anyway, so, but it's good to see that there's so many fun things through the years. It's made it special.
Excellent. Anyone else have a story? All right, next question I have for these.
Oh, Jen.
Jen did.
Yeah.
Oh, Jen, thank you. Yeah, do you want to turn the piano mic on, please?
I mean, I can be really loud, as we know. So this story has been told in public before, but it's been a while. Just on the theme of Monica going missing, one night after an evening service, Bob Mason offered Monica and I a ride home because we were roommates. And actually, we were roommates at the time of the story Monica told. So we get in the van, and Bob doesn't go to our, like, he doesn't turn the way he would have to turn to drive us home. And we're like, did you forget about us? And he's like, yeah, no, I'm not taking you home. I'm taking you home for dinner. So he calls Frida and says, Frida, I'm bringing some guests. And I have to tell you, if you're going to be kidnapped and not taken home, you want to go to Bob and Frida's.
Very, very good. So the next question I asked, so I did send out some questions in advance to them and get them to think about them. And one of the questions I asked is, why did you choose Sunnyside? I wanted to get to the bottom of the story of people who've been here some, you know, about a year, as long as I have, and some for many, many years. And what brought you to this community of faith and to this church? And some stories are a little humorous and maybe not as holy as others, but they're pretty fun. And I thought I'd ask them to share a bit about why did you choose Sunnyside as your church? And so Jen, you want to go again?
Sure. So I can't mention this person's, I've been checking my phone and hope that this person would get back to me because I haven't been in contact with them for a while. But basically, so I'm just going to tell the story without the name. And if you want to know who it is, if you don't know, I'll tell you after because the story is actually known. I came to Sunnyside because a certain female friend had a crush on a certain guy. And you might be wondering how that makes any sense, but this girl wanted to invite this boy over and get to know him, but she decided to invite 20 of her closest friends because, you know, she didn't want to be too forward. So she's like, come over to my apartment for a spaghetti dinner. She actually, and then she said, we're going to go to this thing called Night Celebration after, which I'd never heard of. And anybody that's been at Sunnyside a long time, you know what Night Celebration is. So it's like once a month we had this big, it's like an hour long worship time where we just sang and it was super fun. And so that was how I ended up at Sunnyside.
Hey, whatever
and
the reason.
They're happily married, so.
There you go.
It worked out for them, and it also worked out for me.
I didn't know that part of the story. That's excellent. Good. All right, Jill, you have a story to share with us as well.
Growing up at Sunnyside, I grew in my faith, and I grew a lot through Silver Lake. In my early 20s, I was married early. In my first marriage at 20, and I was up in the nursery. I didn't have a child yet, and I felt God asking me to stay and be a pillar in the church. There had been about five influential people in my life that were what I would call pillars of support and encouragement, and just there, you could depend on them. But he did tell me that things were going to be rocky before they got better, and that was more on a personal note. So God is a good God of sharing, giving us a heads up. So, but I can still remember being up in that nursery and God putting that call on my heart.
Excellent. So Adele's only been coming about a year, but she has a fun story about her first Sunday and how people match the message of the church.
The first time that my good friend Victoria and I came to Sunnyside, Melody was preaching about the unity in the body of Christ, and it was just such a welcoming and warm message. At the time, I knew Matt and Melody from the Metropolitan Bible Church, aka the Met, and at the time, I was looking for a church family and had invited Victoria along for the adventure. And I knew that Matt and Melody were visiting from Scotland, and so I had coffee booked with Matt, and he invited us to come and hear Melody preach that Sunday. And I really wanted to say hi to Mel. It had been a while. So we happily came and heard this lovely message. And then afterwards, I was washing my hands in the women's bathroom and met Doreen. And she offered us a ride home. And it was just such a lovely way of how the message that we had just heard was matched by her kind actions. And so we were so excited to return back to the church after that first Sunday.
Excellent. You know, I love hearing stories of that, about how people in the church just have matched the message and impacted people by their kindness. And thank you for how we do that, and love how we do that here. And so anyone else have a story to share about kind of why Sunnyside is your home and your church, and maybe that you'd like to share with the people?
I could go.
Yeah, thanks.
So as an international student, when I started coming to Sunnyside, I lived on Hopewell. So I figured, you know what, I need to find a church I could walk to. And hey, Sunnyside was 2 blocks away, not even 1.5. I was like, bingo, done. And 22 years later, still here.
Excellent. Sometimes location matters, right? And it's great. And I got a question for everyone here. I wonder who travels the farthest to get to church. Who would travel more than 30 minutes? Put your hand up if you travel more than 30 minutes. I'm just under that, so okay. All right. From that group, how many of you would travel more than 40 minutes? Anyone? That's a little much. Oh, we got a hesitant hand. Okay, so we got, yeah, okay, all right. So there we go. So that's, is that your family there, the Luciers? You guys travel a long way to come here. Well, congrats. Give them a hand for making the trek. Excellent. We have people from all over the city that call Sunnyside home, and yet we're here, and this is our location. But as you know, many travel from all over, and we're so excited to be part of a citywide church, but also to be present.